Friends, the Lord be with you on this Tuesday of Holy Week, and a reading today from the Holy Gospel according to John. Glory to you, O Lord. While at supper with his disciples, Jesus was troubled in spirit and declared, "I tell you most solemnly, one of you will betray me." The disciples looked at one another, wondering which he meant. The disciple Jesus loved was reclining next to Jesus. Simon Peter signed to him and said, "Ask who it is he means." So leaning back on Jesus' breast, he said, "Who is it, Lord?" "It is the one," replied Jesus, "to whom I give the piece of bread that I shall dip in the dish." He dipped the piece of bread and gave it to Judas, son of Simon Iscariot. At that instant, after Judas had taken the bread, Satan entered him. Jesus then said, "What you are going to do, do quickly." None of the others at table understood the reason he said this. Since Judas had charge of the common fund, some of them thought Jesus was telling him, "Buy what we need for the festival," or telling him to give something to the poor. As soon as Judas had taken the piece of bread, he went out. Night had fallen. When he had gone, Jesus said, "Now has the Son of Man been glorified, and in him God has been glorified. If God has been glorified in him, God will in turn glorify him in himself and will glorify him very soon. My little children, I shall not be with you much longer. You will look for me, and as I told the Jews, where I am going, you cannot come." Simon Peter said, "Lord, where are you going?" Jesus replied, "Where I am going, you cannot follow me now. You will follow me later." Peter said to him, "Why can't I follow you now? I will lay down my life for you." "Lay down your life for me," answered Jesus. "I tell you most solemnly, before the cock crows, you will have disowned me three times." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. So just a few reflections on today's Gospel that I hope will prompt your own reflections on this Tuesday of Holy Week. We certainly feel the drama rising in this passage from the Gospel of John, the 13th chapter of John. And in a way, we see a bit of a microcosm here through the character of Peter of the bigger dynamic of the week, where we see the energy turn from that energy of enthusiasm and welcome and triumph that we saw on Palm Sunday through to what we recall on Friday, you know, where this kind of turn in humanity and in humanity's enthusiasm against Jesus. And in Peter, it's like this personalized version, this small version that we see in this gospel passage, where you know, he's showing this great enthusiasm. You know, "Why can't I follow you now, Lord? I'll lay down my life for you." And Jesus anticipates, "Well, actually, Peter, you know, you're going to deny me, mate." And we know, of course, that happens. So we've got that shift through the individual character. And then across the week, we see that shift across the wider humanity of which we are part. There's a reality check in it, isn't there, for any time when we have an enthusiasm of faith, and particularly when we might feel like, "Yep, I feel I've got it together here." How important that we can really see ourselves still in those moments as really dependent on God's grace to try to maintain and build and share that enthusiasm as being gift of God rather than something just of our own doing. But as well, you know, in those parts of our humanity where we're conscious of our weakness or of our fear or of our hesitation or of our own shifting, like we see the shifts of this week through Peter and through the wider humanity, that we really see through Peter that Jesus uses that very real stuff of our human journey, our joys and our strengths, our passions, and also our weakness, our sin, our denial, that Jesus can use that very stuff as the pathway to our continued growth and our continued evolving and unfolding into our awareness of our place in God's mission. That powerful, powerful scenario that's going to happen a few chapters later in this same gospel, where at the lake, Peter will be fishing with his friends. They've gone back to the north, back to the Galilee, and there they are fishing. You know, and the irony will be that here's these fishermen, these experts at this craft, and what happens? They can't even catch fish. And it will be Jesus, though, that says, it's time to try fishing now in a new space. And so they'll throw the nets out the other side and they'll discover abundance, and then they'll discover this new vision of Jesus. And it's a vision of Jesus that ultimately they will know within them. And Peter will be critical in that story, that Jesus works through his denial and allows that denial to transform into not just getting Peter back to a level playing field with Jesus, but that Jesus will use that humanity to actually further enhance Peter's place in the mission. So Peter will be desperate at that point to get back on good terms with Jesus. But Jesus says, no, I'm not going to just get you back on good terms. I want to take you further. I want to take you further through that whole experience that you've had of denial and of grieving and of loss and of regret. And Jesus wants to use that and transform that. We are in Holy Week, friends. Let's bring our whole humanity, our goodness and our joys and our strengths, and even all of our times of weakness and denial, and just offer it to God for this ongoing process of transformation. We are Easter people, and this is our moment once again to intensely enter into that great gift of the transforming grace of the Lord that we live and celebrate in our faith. God bless you in Holy Week, and see you shortly in the next post or the next message.